Tainam and Aluf, the second to last line, Veinir and Chatzoyin. So the Mora brought this, brought the Braisa. And the Braisa says, Ve'ein Nirin the Chatzoyin. The Mora wants to go back and discuss what does that mean. So the Mora says, Sober Rav Yosef Lemeimer. Rav Yosef thought to say the explanation over here was the following. Man de Islay Asorabonim. A person has, you shouldn't come up in halves. That if a person has 10 sons, you shouldn't have that a person should bring up 5 on day 1 and 5 on day 2. That you should, rather, the whole group should come, he should bring all of his children, all of his family together at one time. That's what Rabbi Yosef thought the Braisa meant to say. Amar le Abaya. So Abaya says to Rabbi Yosef, Pshita, that the pasuk should tell me this halacha. Without the pasuk, I would think I would assume that that's how you should do it. Because Haiminayu Mashvisu Lahu Pershim, for Haiminayu Mashvisu Lahu's reason. The usage of the word Pershim over here is there's a different. The Gemara talks about that. The father said he wanted to get his sons to be mezuzahs, that they should go up quickly. And he said, whoever gets there first, I bring the Korban Pesach for them, and everybody else is sort of like just joining him on the Korban. So the Mora says that at one time, the girls got there first. Benimsu, that the Bonois were Zrizim, and the Bonim were Shvalim, they were lowly, or Poshim, that's the language of the Mora. The Mora's language was Shvalim, actually. So that's the reference that Abai is using, that type of phrase. How could you expect the father to say, you 5 go here and 5 go there? That's not right. It's preferred in Allah to go up the first day. We know that. You're supposed to go the first day, you're not supposed to wait to the second day. So what's the pasuk coming to teach me? It's coming to teach me the Allah of Bechair. The Tanya. The Brisa says, Acherim Omrim. So Acherim say, Hamakamates, that a person who gathers Tzoya of a Klovim, Vamitzarif Nechoshes, a person who smelts copper, Vabursi, and a person who's a tanner, Peturim Minariya. All these people are potter from the mitzvah of Re'iyah. Shenemar. It says, we had this before already. Kol zechurcha, mishiyach lalos im kol zechurcha, yatsu elu shein yichadam lalos im kol zechurcha. So, when it says that there's no mitzvah to go up lechatzoy, it means that you can't go up in a small group. So like all of the bursites could get together and go together because they don't mind each other's smell, but they can't go in part of the larger tzibur. So there's no mitzvah to go up. If you are a person which needs to go up b'chatzoyin as part of a small group, there's no mitzvah for you to go up.
How often do we see Abaye correcting his Rebbe Yosef like that?
I'm not sure whether you should use it as he was correcting him. He was asking on him, which that he did all the time. The only thing is the Ella, the Lashon of Ella, is interesting. That he's arguing as opposed to asking.
What was their relationship again?
Rebbe to Talmud. Abai was a Talmud.
Oh.
It's a good point. It's not so common. I'm trying to think of a parallel case off the top of my head. There are cases where he asked on Rav Yosef, And the more said another different Pshat, but most of El is interesting. Like, it's like, you know, that's not that, but rather this is it. I don't know. So Yisrael Lameimer as a Rashi, Dilav Hochi, if this wasn't the Pshat of half of the family, my ain near in Chatzor, what does it mean you don't go, show up in halves? The Olaf Mibachol Zuchurcho, which you learn from the Pshat, you have to bring up all of your males. That if it means that only part of should all of Klaisel should go up, not just part of it, means a churcha nafka. Should we call it a churcha? But calls a churcha. So what's the actual word "call" telling me? The churcha means all the male means all of the males of Klaisel. So that's the churcha means. Amalei Abaya. This also is not necessary. It's obvious. Right, we know that everybody has a bit to go up. Everybody's supposed to go up the first day. There's no way the father could tell this group do this and this group do that. So that's what it means. They shouldn't come up in small groups. The Misha and Roy Lalas Ella Bechabura Muatis. They can only go up as a small group. The Bursis should get together. That's called being near Lechatsoyan. If ain't near Lechatsoyan, you don't do that. People, you don't go up in small groups. People which need a small group. Don't have a mitzvah. Kach nira be'enai Rashi. So that's I think the pshat in the drasha. V'chaveirai mefarshim. My colleagues say the following pshat. Delav einirin lechatzoyin osa abaya lefrushe. Abaya is not explaining einirin lechatzoyin, but rather he's saying that the pasuk is coming for something else totally. Now remember, the Kroah Lav Lahachi also is coming for the Din of Acher. So we're changing what the purpose of the Pasuk is. The Rashi says, well, Koshli, I find that difficult. So if, Hod Einir Chatzoyin, it's a Braiso of Einir Lechatzoyin, my camera, what does it mean? My camera, Tana, what does the Tana say? So you didn't solve the problem by saying that Braiso, that the Pasuk is for something else. Okay, the Pasuk, the words, we have a problem. What does the word call teach me? Answer is, okay, very nice. But what's shot in the price? You didn't sell the price yet. That's a rot. The other shot is difficult. Lord Shashita Sashas called Hechadika, Sober Ploiny the Mamer Hachi, Marmalay Ploiny Hachi. Throughout Shas, whenever you have this type of syntax where the more uses the language, so and so thought to say this, so and so said back to him X. The end of the thought is, and rather what you thought to say is not the pshat, but rather something else is the pshat. So it's going back to that original point. That point which the original one wanted to explain, Mataritz Basso, the second one explains. Don't explain like this, explain it like that. Okay. So Rashi is not comfortable with the pshat of the his chaverim. Not the Mishnah. Oilois b'moyed bo'os min achulin. The carbon oilois which are brought on chol hamoyed. And Mora is going to question why it's discussed chol hamoyed. Bo'os min achulin have to be brought from money which is not kaddish. You cannot use Meister Sheni money for the purpose of bringing the Olus.
What kind of Olus?
The Olus Riyu.
So this is if someone decided that they wanted to bring extra?
No, or the person didn't bring the
Tashlum?
Yeah. Vashlomim min a meiser. Person's bringing shalmei simcha. Rashi's, quotes from the Gemara. The Gemara says the tomatoma shalmei simcha, which means that there's a mitzvah to have basar. And you bring shlamer for that purpose, you can use Maaser Sheni money for that purpose. Yom Tov Harishon Shel Pesach. And the more we'll discuss why, the more we'll want to know why, and the more we're discussing Pesach. So that the shlamim that you bring on the first day of Yom Tov, that has to be brought from Beishamah, says from Chulin. You can use Meister Sheni money for that also. Yisrael Yotzin Yidei Chavoson. Now this is going back to Shammai Simcha. Klal Yisrael can fulfill their obligation to have Basar Simcha, which means meat from a korban which generates Simcha for the person who's eating it. He can fulfill that obligation without bringing a special designated Shlomo for that purpose. But rather, bit of dharma and davis, the promises that he made over the year, when he comes up to Yerushalayim for Yom Tov, he can bring those animals and fulfill his obligation for his promise, his neder or his nedava. Meanwhile, he will fulfill his obligation of Basar Simcha. Uba Maaser Behema, a person has Maaser Behema, which is the tenth of the newborns of that year. So you tithe the newborns, and every tenth one is there's a mitzvah Maaser Behema, which is brought as a korban. The Maaser Behema belongs to the Bailam. I bring it as a korban, but I get to eat it. So I fulfill my obligation of having Basar Shalmes, Basar Simcha, of having meat for Simcha by bringing my Maaser Behema. The kahanim will fulfill that obligation b'chatos v'shamos u'b'chor u'b'chazu v'shoik. Means they didn't bring it themselves. Somebody else brought a chatos. So the meat is eaten by the kahanim. The same thing with an osher. B'chor is given to the kohen, and the kohen is makabed and he eats it. B'chazu v'shoik, when Yisrael brings the shlamim, he takes certain parts off of the shlamim, the chaz is literally is the chest, means part of the front, the foreleg and the chest, and the shoik is the back leg. Those go are taken off and given to the kohen from the person's shlamim. So Yisrael brought a shlamim, he gave it to the kohen. The kohen had meat to eat, so he fulfills the obligation of having meat on Yom Tov without paying any money for it. It has to be animal meat. It can't be chicken, and it can't fulfill the obligation with bringing a carbon mincha. Right now, the more is assuming what it means to say is the following. If you bring up a carbon Erlis Ria on Chol HaMoed, Bos min Achulin b'lo mimos Maaser Sheni. You can't use Maaser Sheni money. You have to bring regular, totally non-sacred money. The Kaimelon called Dover Shebechayvo. Anything which is a responsibility, in a boy element Achulin, you have to bring. You cannot use money which has kedusha on it for the purpose of fulfilling your obligations. It's already kedusha. You can't use it for your purposes. It has that's your responsibility to bring your own things.
How does this relate to that we don't do mitzvos chavilos?
Interesting thought. Well, so most Maaser Sheni money wouldn't be necessarily chavilas, because all you do is take a Bishalayim and buy food with it and eat it. That's the mitzvah.
Right. But like Nedarim and Davos.
Oh, okay. Well, let's make it the Rashi in that. Well, come on, Nami Begamora. The more actually, all over it's a more menachas. That you can't use Maaser Sheni money for Davos Shabbat, you need chulin. But come on now, maybe Gemara Tanya Misas Malam Echadam, maybe a Chavosa Min Achulin. The Brisa says the word Misas, and the more of those that the word that it's like a tax. So the tax is on your own personal property. Now, of course, Russian is charging you a tax. You can't use his money to pay the tax. And the more learns it out from the Pasuk. You have to use chulin money for the purpose of your responsibilities. The more is going to ask, why are we discussing chalamoyed? The halacha that you have to use chulin applies on Yom Tov also. So why is the Mishnah discussing chalamoyed? That's the more's cash. That you can fill your obligation with anything. You don't need specially designated shlomim for that purpose. So, if so, you can use my sheni money for it. You have the reason shal pesach. The more befarsh my he my shnod pesach than nakel. The more says what's the halacha you're teaching me, and B, why specifically are we discussing pesach? As long as they have meat l'saiva, they fulfill their obligation of simcha. You're not required to bring a korban shlomim specifically for that purpose. So the pasuk just says that you should have b'samachta. Chazal darshan b'samachta means with basar. So I was b'samach with basar. The mitzvah is if I don't have basar in any other way, the mitzvah is to do it through the vehicle of shlomim, as opposed to, you know, just shechting, buying some meat at the local butcher shop. If I have karbonos already, so I fulfill that mitzvah through that. So not really issue of chavilas, because the original mitzvah wasn't so near, you know, so specific. It was any way that you'll have buster simcha, you'll be yotze of a carbon. The term is obvious. She's not with kol hashana. Person has made a commitment over the year to bring these things. When they come up, they would bring it. They would put the designated parts on the mizbeach. The rest is eaten by the owners. So you fulfill your obligation of simcha with that. Good. So Rashi, mishum the boy that missed the safe of our kahani bechatos, knock at bereisha Yisrael. I mean, the Dormant always applied to everybody. They applied to Levim, they applied to Kahanim also. But we wanted to say the next case that the Kahanim can use Chatas and Hashem, so it says he still can do this and the Kahanim can do that. But Kahanim Shabbos Lehen Chatos Beregel. So people will bring up, give to the Kahanim Chatos to be Makar over Yom Tov. Chatos v'shamus, sh'ayel regalim mechayavim, the karbonos which they people came up with mechayiv to do, and therefore v'yesh and basar l'saiva, and the kahanim have bought enough meat to be satiated. Yotzev and mishum simcha, they fulfilled their obligation of having basar of a korban for simcha. Ve'in tzirchim lahavi shlomim l'shem simcha ela b'zman she'en lem basar l'saiva. So shlomim only apply if you don't have basar l'saiva of karbonos. Yes, and because of a shirk, hamurim lehem mishalmei amur regalim. The people of the regalim are bringing the shlomim, and they're taking off and giving the chaz of a shirk to the kahanim. They'll fulfill the obligation with that. Avoloi ba'ifis bechatos oif shein soiva el bebosar behema. The Gemara yalafol. The Gemara learns out it means specifically bosar behema and not ifis. That's the Gemara in the bottom of Chesam and Aleph.
No,
birds, poultry. Not menuchas. So the Mishnah says that those who come b'mayed have to come from chulin, which would seem to imply those who come from Yom Tov, that's okay if they come from Meisr. Ella Ella said b'mayed who the boss min a chulin have Yom Tov min a Meisr. Do you mean to say that Erlis of the chulamayed must be chulin? Which means that the Arlis of Yom Tov can be from Meiser. It's something which you're mechuyev to do. Something which is your responsibility. You cannot use Meiser Sheni money for that. You have to use your own money for that. Meiser Sheni money belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He just lets you use it. Okay. Mechitema, maybe you'll say that the Mishnah really is teaching us a different point. This is what it's coming to teach us. The Eilis B'moyed Bos, you can bring Eilis and Cholamoyed. B'yomtav Einon Bos, but you can't bring Eilis and Yomtav because you're shechting it and putting it on his back and you end up with nothing. You don't want to do malachas if you say Echol Nefesh. Well, where's my Echol Nefesh? I didn't need anything out of it. So there's no heter to bring Eilis and Yomtav. Okay, the Mor says the problem with that is Kiman Kibei Shamai. That's what Chalik is Tanoim. If you recall, we had this in Beyu. And
Bei Shamai Shita the Tanan.
Excuse me, the Tanan. Bei Shamai Armim Ein Mavi and Shlomim Vein Samchum Aleim Avoloi Arlis. Bei Shalo Armim Mavi and Shlomim Vi Arlis Vi Samchum Aleim. So there's two arguments over here. One is when they bring shlamim, do they do smicha? Smicha was a person would take his two hands and put an animal's head and push down with all of the person's strength. So he's basically, the Mor says that he's being mishtamish bal chai. And we'll see later on. That's a discussion later on over here in Chagiga. Major discussion here in Chagiga.
Can a little animal handle that?
Whatever you could.
Yeah.
So Beishamai says you can't do that in Yom Tov because you can't. The Chazal was masakan that you can't use a Baal Chai to ride on, etc. So this is like riding on the animal. You can't do it in Yom Tov. Beishamai so says no problem. There's a mitzvah of smicha, and you're allowed to do it. If there's a mitzvah in the Torah to do smicha and you're supposed to bring it, so you're supposed to bring it, you're supposed to do smicha. So it doesn't make sense, Chazal. It's a rabbanon. So Chazal should answer you from doing that the right way to do the mitzvah. Like, why would Chazal do it? If the Torah says you should bring the korban, so obviously you should do smicha. One machlekes. Second machlekes. Do you bring eilus? Yom Tov. Beishamai says no. Beishamai says yes. Beishamai says it's not Echol Nefesh. The heter, the shecht, and filet, and all the different processes that you need to do to bring the mimak of the animal, but you're doing malachas. Malachas only mutter, but there's Echol Nefesh. A human being will drive benefit from it. He has no, he has a spiritual benefit. He doesn't, has no physical benefit out of it. That's not mutter. Beishamai says you do bring it. So to say our Mishnah is hinting to the fact that you can't bring it on Yom Tov, that means that our Mishnah goes to Beis Shammai, that's very not comfortable to the Gemara, that we should understand the Mishnah is going to Beis Shammai. In general, that we don't pass the Beis Shammai, because I'll say Beis Shammai, B'mokim Beis Shammai, Mishnah, to say it means Beis Shammai is very not logical. So Mor says, Chasur Masav V'Halchi Ketani. You're right. We have to add in another layer into the Mishnah. Eilos nidorim v'nidavos b'moyed bos b'yontav eino bos. Now, if you remember, if you were here in Beah and you remember, the Mor has a machlokes over there in the machlokes b'sham Beis Hillel, when they say that Beis Hillel says you can bring eilos. What type of eilos are we referring to? There's two types of eilos being brought on Yom Tov. By individual people, the tzibur brings its own, but there's a mitzvah of Eilus Riyah. Every Jew has to bring an Eilus Riyah. Every male Jew. There's also the Dharma Nadavas. Over the year, a person made a neder. I'm going to bring an Eilus for this and another for that. So Beishil says you can bring Eilus and Yom Tov. What Eilus? Does he mean Eilus Riyah? Because that was really a chiyah for Yom Tov. The Imbecil agrees that Arlis and the Dharma and Dabash you can't bring on Yom Tov. You have to wait till you're there, wait till Chalamoy. Or Beishil holds even Arlis and the Dharma and Dabash are brought on Yom Tov. So more says maybe the Tana of this Mishnah will hold, the Beishil holds that only Arlis Riyah can be brought on Yom Tov, and Arlis and the Dharma and Dabash cannot be brought on Yom Tov.
Good morning, Joey.
So,
yeah,
I'm just saying that.
So therefore, Arlis the Dharma Dovas bin Bayad Bos beyond the Enobos. You can't bring Arlis the Dharma Dovas in Yomtiv. Arlis Riyah, Bo Afila beyond the, but Arlis Riyah you could be bringing even on Yomtiv. because Shehi Bo, or possibly the Girsa would be Shehain Boyan, the Goyin says. And when you bring these Arlas of the Dormir of and Moyan and Ria and Yomtiv, both of them, or all of them, Einan Boyan Ella Minachula. So that's how you flesh out the point of the Mishnah. Shama Simcha, Boyan Mina Meiser, Shama Simcha, you bring Yibim from Meiser. And the Chagigas Yom Tov for Rishon Shel Pesach. Once we're explaining the Mishnah, let's explain the next case of the Mishnah. That's referring to Chagiga. Beishamer Armim Mina Chulin, Beishal Armim Mina Meiser. Beishalot Gemin Chagiga from Meiser also. Tanya Rehaki Ellis, that's the suggestion of the Gemara, and the Gemara says, well, let's get it in a price. Price says, Erlis Adar Menadovus B'moyed Boz B'yantav Enam Boz. This Tana holds that you cannot bring Erlis Adar Menadovus even from the Beis Hillel on Yantav, only on Chalamoyed, but an Erlis Riyah. Bo'afila B'yantav. Obviously, the Beis Hillel holds that you can, obviously Beis Hillel holds you can bring Erlis Riyah on Yantav. Because again, the garden has the Girsa. Kashain Boyin, when you do bring them, Ein and Boyin, they only become eliminated chulin. The Brisa continues, says, "Shamay Simcha Boyin Af Min Amaiser." You can bring Shamay Simcha Min Amaiser, but Chagigas Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, Shamay Armim Min Achulin. Chagigah has to be brought from chulin. Mishal Armim Min Amaiser. So this extending of our Mishnah really is based on this Brisa. Okay. Now the Gemara wants to know why does simply to discuss Korban Pesach, but let's see Rashi first. Excuse me, not Korban Pesach. Why does it discuss the Yom Tov of Pesach? Let's see Rashi first.
So we're distinguishing between the Dorim Nedovot brought as Cholot, and those brought in other forms.
Correct. Rashi. We should infer im avim b'yamtiv if you mean a meiser im yirtzib that you know chalam and we bring chalam oed it has to be chula means you bring it a yamtiv you can do whatever you want. Morris says Rashi's b'tamia that should be read as a question. The reason why I discuss moed is mishum the agav urche kamash malon along the way wants to let us know that milsach b'tamia another point. They ain't erlis ria craver b'yamtiv at all. You can't bring erlis ria yamtiv. Even though it's a mitzvah of the yamtiv, because you can bring it the second day. Don't bring it on yamtiv, because that's Beshamay Shita. Beshamay says, "Mavi and Shlomim b'yamtiv." The fish Yesh and Sarah Michael Hedid. You can bring Shlomim because the Hedid, the commoner, meaning the Jew, as opposed to Kodesh Baruch Hu, has some benefit out of it. Vein Semchan Aleihen. But you can't do smicha. Smicha of shvusi. Doing smicha is this is rabbana. Shemishdamish baalichayim. It's like supporting yourself with the baalchay. Tanan elu hein mishum shvus leolin beilan blarechon lagav behem. One of the sermons which is also made rabbana is riding on an animal, which Chazal says it's only not riding. Only riding means any way which you're specifically actually being supported by the animal.
Even if you don't move, you're just pushing on it.
Even if you don't move. That's a Beishamai. It says, Avaloi Eilis. And if you're in Klal, you can't bring Eilis and Yomtiv. This year, the Beishamai. Beishamai holds, it says, Lochem. Hula Vador Yeosel Lochem. That only. Ach Asher Yeochel Lechol Nefesh. Anything which is for food purposes. Hula Vador, only these things Yeosel Lochem can be done for you. So Beishamai Darshan is Lochem, Valor Ligwer, not for Kodesh Baruch Hu. You cannot do Malocha on Yomtiv. Except for the specific karbonas, which the Torah says specifically that you must bring those in Yom Tov, like the karban tamid and the karban musaf, etc. Other than that, you can't decide. Well, I'm going to just bring a karban to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the other which goes totally to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have no benefit, except for brownie points in Shemaya. That's lochem v'lo ligvaya. That's basically for Kadosh Baruch Hu's benefit. You can't do that. They have a specific time. It says that you must bring it out. It's over here, Moyad over here, and the Pasuk means it's appointed time. Chazal darshan mafilu b'Shabbos. If you can bring it on Shabbos, obviously b'cholsh can be up. You can bring it on Yom. So the earliest talmid and the earliest Muslims in the day. But the earliest Tam, even the earliest Ria, not on Yom Tov, because lochem will other gabaya. This Hillel says, "Same can alayin came in the mutter lahavin." If you can bring them, like goes to Shmuel, but the Batos Michos and Chazal are not going to apply their abonon iser of the, using an animal to stop the midst of the rice of smicha. And they could do that, but they're not going to do that. But meanwhile, Beis Hillel says you could bring oils. Okay. Samor says that what it means to say is the Dorman Adab is beyond the Venom Bos. I feel the base hill severely the town of the Mastis, the town of this Armishna holds. To the Dorman Adab is ain't craven beyond. Only Arlis Ria can be brought on Yomtiv, but Arlis Nadarman Adab cannot be brought on Yomtiv. He sure Beis Hillel, but Arlis, where is Beis Hillel permitted? But Arlis Ria, Ubashamach Hagiga. What you can bring is Erlis Re'iyah and Shlomim of Chagiga. Abishesh Lan Tashuman, even though you could really take care of it the next day, but Ikir Mitzvason is Beyom Risha. The Ikir Mitzvah is the first day. The Ksiv Chagosim Oisoy, you should celebrate it. So it is singular, Beyom Risha Mishmash, it means it, meaning the first day of Yom. She bought in a boy elim in a chulin, and when you do bring this earliest re'iyah, it has to be from chulin. V'ha'aloi motzi le'flugei v'lememer toifo mos meiser imahen. So Rashi is being a little bit unfair to us, because the more chesem and aleph, I mean figuratively, Rashi isn't very fair to us, but the Mora Chesem and Aleph introduces an idea that you can use Maaser Sheni money not to pay for the full amount, but to increase the volume of, or as I'll bring my, as I'll use my own personal money for the baseline minimum, and the Mora solution of Teufel, I'll add on some extra money, I'll make it a Tefillah, like a Teufel, like an Iker and a Teufel. So I'm going to connect Lashon of Trailers, I'm going to connect to it some Meister Sheni money. That's called Teufel. So why don't we, and the Mora explains that that when it says the language further in the Braisa, the Beis Hillel says you can bring the Chagias Yom to Rishon Shel Pesach Mina Meister. You can't bring Mina Meister, you have to pay your own personal money. It's a Chiyuv. So much zechiv, you can't use much Hashem money. The Mora says that what he means to say is that Beis Hillel is saying you're allowed to bring the minimal amount from your personal money, and that which you should bring more, you can bring from much Hashem money. The Mora says what more means. Does it mean it means another animal, or does it means a larger first animal? That's what is in the Gemara. But there's a concept called Teufel, and that's what the Brisa means later on. It says, Mina Meiser. So why are we here? What's to say the same by Ayla? It says Mina Chulin. Say no, Mina Meiser, and we'll explain what it means in a case of Teufel.
But one of those was an adava. Now, isn't that one the one that you designate that animal? An adava. I thought that.
No. We're going. Okay, we're going on the mitzvah to bring a Karmel Chagiga. So I want to bring more of the Chagiga. So that's the Durm, that wouldn't be a case of the Durm Adobus, because that's separate. The person has his promises, his vows over the year, and now he has this. Okay. So Rashi says, so why didn't it say the Mishnah Brisa could not differentiate and say that you could put my Shani money with them as a secondary expansion. The issue tefela by chagiga, who the issue tefela only is permitted by chagiga. I think it was probably Kid Isa l'kamon, Kid Tanya l'kamon. Like it says later on, if you want to add in extra money, you could. and that pasuk, that drush that you can do that is Gabi Shlomim, is by, it's said by Shlomim. Yesh Adam Sheyesh Le'Oichlim Rubim, he has a lot of eaters, a large family. Ibn Nechassim Otim, he doesn't have a large amount of money. We actually have Achilles Kulon Min Achulim, he can't afford to bring everybody from Achulim. And so he expands it with the Mashiach Sheni money. That's Pshat in the pasuk. Why should he add more? You can afford more, fine. If you can't afford more, don't use much any money for it. Like, why should there be a need to do that? That the Shalmei Simcha can bring him in a Meiser. The Lav Dabashe Bechaybuhu B'makam Sheyesh Basu. It's not a full Chiyuv. Because if there's meat already, you're not mechiv to bring it. And the Mashashani money you'll use for that purpose of bringing the Shlomim. Rabbi Kala, come on, come many simchas la simcha. That anything you use to bring a korban, any korban that you bring, you fulfill your mitzvah of having simcha with Basar. You don't have to bring the afkis specifically a korban shlomim, which was designated for that purpose. So once that's true, so it's not a full-fledged chiyuv, so you can use Masasheni money for it. Chiyuv yom tovrishon, shehu varai dover shebechayv, but that's definitely a chiyuv. I feel yesh le Basar harbi, even though he has a lot of meat, he must bring a chiyuv. If he come on, mechag yosem oisai. So that, Beisham says, no, menachulim. Beisham says, oh, menachulim. Why does it discuss Pesach more than the Yom Tov of Shavuos or Sukkot? Okay. Basilu Armin, come on, Poruch. I don't understand. It's the more than ask, how can Basilu say you can use my Sheni money for your carbon, for the carbon Chagiga, which you bring on the first day of Pesach? You can't do that. It's a Chiyuv. You can't use my Sheni money for a Chiyuv. The more says that the Bryce is referring to the case of Teufel, which means that which you add extra money, that you can use much as any money for that. Furthermore, Kash. Maishno Chagigas Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach. Why is it specifically, what is different about the Chagigas Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach that it discusses Pesach as opposed to Sukkot? So Morris says, Omer Ravashi, Hokimash Malon, it's coming to tell us that Chagigas Chamisha Osir in the Chagigah, which is brought on the 15th of Pesach, which is the first day of Pesach, that's where I tell you that yes, you must use Chulin and not Meiser. But I can infer Chagigas Arba Osir, that there was a mitzvah to bring a korban chagiga together with a korban pesach, even if it's not Yom Tov yet, you do not fulfill your obligation of bringing a korban chagiga on Yom Tov. But since there's a mitzvah of eating basar, the korban pesach ala soiva, after you've already filled yourself up, there's a mitzvah if you have a small korban pesach and a lot of eaters, so there's a mitzvah to bring with it a korban chagiga, it's called chagigas arba asr of the 14th of Nisan, which is that chagigas arba asr you can use my shosheni money for. Loy over here, it's like a double. It's a double negative. You know, you do that. What you said, you cannot use my Sheni money. Does not apply. It's not true that you cannot. It means you could. It's a little bit more rest of backwards.
What?
Al Maksover, the Mursis Chagigas Arba also love their Raisa. The chigiz also is not a full fledged chiyuv that you must bring it, no matter what. Okay. So, Kashi.
So, is that because the chigiz of Asar is just a means to an end? There's no mitzvah in it itself?
Correct. That's what I'm saying. And therefore, if the case was not necessary, you wouldn't bring it. So, that's. Chigiz of Asar, Loi. Clement, but how can you know that Pesach, which is Erev Pesach, Chagigah, is discussed Pesach, because there's another one. It's contrasting about the other Chagigah of Pesach, which is before Pesach. Kishahoyza, Chaburz, Pesach, and Merubah, there's a large group, Hayavavian, Imoy Chagigah, they bring a Chagigah, Kadesh, Yehab, a Pesach, and a Chalala Soifah. That Pesach should be eaten after you're satiated. The chagiga is yamtav atzmoi who the inner boil in a chulin. The chagiga of Pesach itself must be from chulin. The chagiga of every Pesach, you can use my sheni money for that purpose.